Praise the Lord. Good morning to you. I want to welcome you to this very special Thursday morning, and it is day 25 of our 50 days of blessing. It has been a joy coming to you every day, and I hope that this has also been a blessing to you. I'm really looking forward to Friday, September 12th, 2025, where we'll be at the Night of Blessings at the Tafar Balewa Square, Lagos, from 6 p.m. till dawn. It'll be a wonderful time of praise, of worship, of miracles, of the word, of testimonies. I really look forward to seeing you there. So this morning, I want to read to you from Psalm 90 and verse 17. And I'm going to read it, first of all, from the King James Version, and then I'll read it from the Amplified. It says, "And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us." The beauty of the Lord. Did you ever think about that? The beauty of the Lord. Not just that there's beauty of the Lord, but that it can be upon us, his children. He says, "And establish thou the work of our hands upon us." Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Now, I like the Amplified Bible because it always expands on some of the individual words and gives you the richer meaning so that you will appreciate what the scripture is telling you about. So I want to read this to us from the Amplified. It says, "And let the beauty and delightfulness and favor of the Lord our God be upon us." So he expands that word beauty to let us know that he's talking about delightfulness, the favor of the Lord, and that this can be upon us. Do you know this is something that happens to you when you receive Christ into your life? He beautifies your life and you discover that there's something delightful about you, the favor of God upon you, just because you belong to the Lord. I want to read that to you in Psalm 149 and verse 4. Again, I'll just take this straight from the Amplified translation. It says, "For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation and adorn the wretched with victory." God beautifies the humble with salvation. That means your salvation is your beauty. Once you are born again, once you are saved, the beauty of God has come into your life. Don't look at yourself from the outside, maybe your height or your stature or the complexion of your skin. Your true beauty is the salvation of the human spirit. The salvation of your spirit is your beauty. So if you are born again, you are beautiful. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at verse 5. It says, "Let the saints be joyful in the glory and beauty which God confers upon them. Let them sing for joy upon their beds." So be joyful in the glory and beauty that God has conferred upon you. Can you believe this? Can you believe that you're beautiful? If you're a child of God, God has conferred his beauty and glory upon you. Don't allow circumstances cause you to question your beauty. You are beautiful. Listen, it's not about the makeup or the hair or the suit or the jacket. It's about salvation. The Bible says he will beautify the humble with salvation. So if you never thought you were beautiful before, number one, receive salvation and immediately you become beautiful. And if you didn't know you were beautiful and you were saved, that's why I'm here to tell you. You are beautiful. Every child of God is beautiful. Look at Psalm 27 and verse 4. It says, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, inquire for, and insistently require, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple." Now, I read that to you from the Amplified so that you can also see the richer meaning of the word beauty. The King James says to behold the beauty of the Lord, but the Amplified lets us know that that word beauty means the sweet attractiveness and delightful loveliness of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And can you imagine that? The Bible says God confers that beauty on you. He confers sweet attractiveness on you. He confers delightful loveliness on you. He confers his favor upon you. You just find out that everybody wants you. There's an attractiveness about you. Things just work out for you because everybody wants to do you good. That is what it means to have the beauty of God and the glory of God conferred upon your life. Yesterday, we read about looking into the Word of God. Rather, on Tuesday, we read about looking into the Word of God. And as we look, we are transformed into what we see. So I'm showing you here that in the mirror of God's Word, you are beautiful, you are attractive, you are delightful, you are lovely, you are favored. Oh, praise the Lord. And Psalm 149 says, "Let the saints of God be joyful in the glory and beauty God has conferred upon you." So today, you're going to be joyful in the glory and the beauty that God has conferred upon you. Be bold to say, "I'm beautiful, I'm favored. The Lord delights in me. I'm special. I'm one of a kind. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 19. Again, I'm reading this to you from the Amplified. It says, "The sun shall no more be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you. But the Lord shall be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory and your beauty." God is my beauty. Oh, praise the Lord. God is my beauty. Instead of allowing circumstances cause you to question the presence of God in your life, learn to see His beauty in you. Don't let anything happening outside change who you are inside. You're beautiful. You're delightful. You're lovely. You're attractive. Yes, that's what the scripture says. I read to you today from the word of God. So see yourself that way, and you are going to be transformed into the very image that you see. I want you to enjoy today. Yeah, enjoy today knowing that God is your glory. God is your beauty. If they put you beside that model or that, you know, whoever it is, somebody may not think from the outside, oh, you're beautiful, but you're beautiful. And the more you see yourself that way, the more you express the beauty of God, the more you express the favor of God, the more you express the glory of God, and you discover that everybody just wants to do you good. Everybody wants you. Everybody is interested in you. Everybody wants to help you because the beauty of God is seen in you. So today, rejoice in the glory and beauty that God has conferred upon you. Talk about it. When you get to the office or wherever you're going today, discuss this message with somebody. Tell them what you heard today about the beauty of God. You can even share it with somebody who is discouraged and needs answers. That's the way we share the word of God. Tell that person, you're beautiful. I want to hear your testimonies from this message today. Call us on the numbers that we have been sharing with you, 090-764-15312. Tell us your testimonies. I want to hear your testimonies, how the message impacted you and is impacting you, and how you shared it with somebody else. And immediately register yourself, confirm your attendance at the Night of Blessings. It's getting closer now. It's getting closer now. Let me know you're going to be there. Confirm your attendance, book your seat, book your transportation, find out all the details, car parking, feeding, find out everything about the program and start preparing to come. We've been having a beautiful time these 25 days, and it's all coming to a climax on Friday, September 12, 2025 at the Tafa Balewa Square, Lagos, 6 p.m. till dawn at the Night of Blessings. Get ready to come. Invite somebody to come along with you. Let's share the word of God. Let's experience His glory, His beauty, His favor. And remember today, rejoice in the glory and the beauty that God has conferred upon you. Don't think about the circumstances of your past or your present. Think about who God has made you to be. He is your glory and your beauty. Now hold on, because in the next few minutes, Pastor George is going to come up and share some testimonies with you, give you some more information about the Night of Blessings. And also, if you're not yet born again, He will lead you to Christ. Remember, God beautifies the humble with salvation. So salvation is the beauty He gives to you. So receive salvation today. Receive the beauty of God in your life, and enjoy the glory and beauty He has conferred upon you. I'll be with you again tomorrow. Have a wonderful, beautiful day today. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Ma'am, for through your words to us today, we can boldly declare that God is our beauty, and we wouldn't let anything happening outside change who we are on the inside. We enjoy every day of our lives knowing that we are beautiful and we are favored of the Lord. Thank you, Ma'am. Now, to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received those words of blessing from our dear Pastor Diola Phillips. She said, when you receive Christ into your life, He beautifies your life because the salvation of your spirit is your beauty. And as a child of God, you are beautiful, and you should be joyful in the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, the favor, and the glory that God has conferred upon you. Thank you so much, and God bless you. If you are not yet born again, it's time for you to receive salvation and receive the beauty of Christ in your life. So please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you are now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you, Father, because by the power of your Spirit and the ministry of your word, these ones shall fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, and they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray for you also to receive the Holy Spirit. And I declare that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive the Holy Spirit now. It is done unto you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Congratulations. I would like to hear from you, though, that you just received Christ into your life. You just made him the Lord of your life. Please call us and let us know, because we do have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin to enjoy your life of blessings that the Lord has made ready for you. And I'm sure that you've been blessed by these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips. Please call to share your testimonies, or if you have prayer requests or you have questions, please reach us on our number, that's 0907-641-5312. Again, the number is 0907-641-5312. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, this is one night you don't want to miss, because it's a night for a transformation, a night of the word, a night of praise, a night of worship, a night of the miraculous. It's a night of salvation, a night of healing for you. So remember, the night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, for your free seat reservations and other inquiries about the program and information about the program, please go online to anightofblessings.org. We have the following social media handles for A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips. The King's Chart handle is at LGZone5. The Syflix handle is A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips. For YouTube, it's A Night of Blessings. On Instagram, it is A Night of Blessings. On TikTok, it's ANOFB2025. And on Twitter, it's ANOB2025. And on Facebook, it's A Night of Blessings. And if you live in Lagos, we do have free bus shuttle arrangements to bring you to the venue of the program. So please call us on our number for details of the free bus shuttle arrangement or any other inquiries. And the number to reach us on is 0907-641-5312. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to you joining us every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say